The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the University of West Florida Foundation.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Jake Walker. I'm your happy host. Just happy to be here with you on a thankful Thursday. In the studio, I have the VP for the Division of Advancement at UWF, Mr. Howard Reddy, and Tori Bennett, the Executive Director of Development. Guys, thank you so much for being here this morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Great.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Great. Yes. Sound great on the microphones. Thank you so much. All right. So let's get into this because we have many departments from UWF on the show. We had the Leisure Learning series going through here, and I was actually able to nab myself a little class. So I'll be doing some work over there. That'll be a lot of fun. But you guys are from the Division of Advancement. So tell us about that. What is the Division of Advancement at UWF?
Well, the Division of Advancement at UWF, in my role as Vice President, I also serve as President of the Foundation. And so specific to today, we're here to talk about the Capital Campaign for the University of West Florida. And just to explain, Capital Campaigns are cyclical in nature, and they're an opportunity for the university to build their capacity. And in 2022, we did a feasibility study with our external fundraising consultant, Alexander Haas. Mm-hmm. And through that process, what that feasibility study entailed, in-depth, in-person interviews with 35 of our most ardent supporters. It also included a capacity analysis of our database, and all of that to determine what would be a good goal for us in terms of fundraising to attract support for the university. And they delivered that report, and their initial confidential internal goal was that we should raise $55 million. So we had those conversations, and at that point, we were in what we call the silent phase of the capital campaign. And in those conversations, we framed the narrative through people, programs, place, and community. And when we talk about people, we're talking about scholarships, which are always resonate with donors. Yes. Scholarship for students, faculty support around teaching and research. For programs, you think about our academic programs and also our athletic programs, opportunities for donors to invest in the operational support for those. A recent example would be we recently announced the naming of the Lewis Baird Jr. College of Business.
Right.
Another example would be the Aylstock Whitcomb Crease and Overholes Center for Leadership, or the Jerry Lewis Maygarden Undergraduate Communication Program. So those are examples of gifts that were produced out of that silent phase. And then when we talk about place, we're talking about facilities, upgrading facilities. And the major announcement that we had on April 11th was a major gift from Darrell Gooden in excess of $9 million to help us build this football stadium, mm-hmm. which is another piece. And then when we talk about community, you know, the UWF Historic Trust is somewhere that, you know, it's a jewel in the crown of the university and does a lot in the community. So on April 11th, when we announced that football stadium, we also announced that not only had we beaten the internal goal of $55 million, we'd already raised $65 million. And then to continue to be ambitious, we announced a public goal of $90 million. Mm. And we also announced the branding for our capital campaign, which is Here for Good. And we like that because it's a declaration. You know, the university has been here for a little over half a century.
Right.
You know, obviously we're in the education, we're educating students, but beyond that, we're integral for the economic, social, and cultural development of Pensacola and Northwest Florida. We are the only four-year institution. So that Here for Good speaks to the nobility of our mission and also to the perpetual nature of our work.
definitely the most ambitious campaign you guys have had, you know, thus far.
Absolutely, in our history, for sure.
Yeah, I was about to say, when you first said that, I was like, only 55 million, that's it? But you're on goal for 90. That is incredible. The feasibility study, is that something that most people do when they start to raise fundage, or is this a rare occurrence?
No, absolutely. It's standard. They look at these consultants like Alexander Haas, they look at the health of an organization, and they want to make sure that they understand the development, what is the capacity of that organization and what kind of funds should they raise. And they don't always recommend that you should have an active fundraising campaign. Mm. In our case, if your university is on a very high trajectory, we have great leadership under President Saunders, there's a lot of great success, we have momentum, and they absolutely said that we should have a capital campaign. And thankfully, we've enjoyed the great generosity of this community and our alumni and friends. And you know, to be in a position as a university to say that we have a $90 million goal, a historic goal,
right,
for the University of West Florida, for Pensacola and Northwest Florida, that speaks to the generosity of this community, which you're very familiar with.
Definitely.
People who invest in something that they see the return on investment for the community.
One thing I've noticed by starting this show here in Pensacola is I realized, you know, the heart of the community, not only with their pocketbooks, but with their time,
sure,
and their efforts and their thoughts and their love, really. So that's really, I think it's just special to this area, and that's why I love living here. And I'm here for good, so I think that's a great slogan.
Yeah.
I think anybody that moves here is like, yep, I'm here for good. So I'm sitting here with the VP from the Division of Advancement, Howard Reddy from University of West Florida, along with Tori Bennett, the Executive Director of Development, talking about the Here for Good capital campaign on track to raise $90 million in the next couple years. That is great. If you have questions or comments, join this conversation, 437-1620. This is News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Real quick, before we move on, you said you interviewed some of your top, donors, and through this lens of people, programs, place, and community, did you get a chance to sit in on this or read a lot of this or hear a lot of this?
So the way it works is the consultant does those interviews in private, and then we get a report after the fact, and then we follow up.
Okay.
And that is the framework that we have as an organization to conduct what we call the silent phase, because that's when you're getting those larger commitments. So that's how that worked.
What was the most surprising information that came out of that process for you?
I mean, we really, really, it was a confirmation that people believe in the mission of our work.
Right.
And that, when we were coming up with the name for the Here for Good capital campaign, we sat around a table and we talked about our mission and we talked about what we do. And we talked about this concept of cathedral thinking. And when you think of the medieval cathedrals in Europe, if you Google the Sagrada Familia in Barcelona today, if your listeners Google that, they're still completing that cathedral. You could say the same, for Notre Dame or any of these amazing cathedrals that are in Europe. Well, in higher education, we're asking donors to invest in something greater than themselves, something that is going to be here 100, 200 years from now.
Right.
And that's we really enjoyed that as a theme. That speaks to the perpetual nature of our mission. And when we were talking, and when the consultant was talking to our donors and expressing this concept, I mean, that really resonated, and that has led to large gifts. So, just so your listeners are aware, we manage through the foundation a total investment pool of more than $130 million. Every single dollar is a private dollar that has been donated to the university.
Wow.
And we manage those assets for the benefit of our students. Whether that's scholarships, faculty support, whatever that may be. So it's always wonderful, and it's also a great opportunity. Capital campaigns, they're also strategic opportunities for a communication to communicate, a marketing and communication opportunity.
Right.
And that's what you'll see if you're driving around town. Look out for our, the big Lamar signs that are going to be saying "Here for Good." We have a website which is www.uwf.edu/hereforgood. We will have a social media strategy based around this, highlighting many of those who have made investments and made gifts to the program.
And one of our fantastic community leader, Sandy Sansing, has gotten involved. And when you're driving on campus, you can't miss this, right? The Sports Medicine Center, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So that's going to be coming soon.
As you're doing the curve there, coming around the curve on Campus Drive, about 80% complete is the Sandy Sansing Sports Medicine Center, which is part of the Darrell Gooden Center. And another big announcement on April 11th was announcing that gift from Darrell Gooden, who's an alumnus from our accounting program in the 1970s. And he credits his education at UWF that helped him build a very successful home building company.
Right.
He's giving back, and we're going to have that phase one of a football stadium shovel in the ground, subject to the success of our campaigns,
right,
shovel in the ground in 2026.
Yeah. And this, of course, falls under the place perspective that we're looking at here. It's easy to drive by and see a new football stadium or a new medical center. But let's get in a little bit of the areas of support here, the people, the programs, the community. How is this capital campaign and how is UWF going to stretch out and touch these areas of support?
Let Tori take
Tori.
Sure. Yeah. Well, when you mention people, when you talk about a university, there's always people, and then with people are students. And you're always going to need scholarship support.
Right.
And I'm not just talking about for those first time in college students or Pell eligible first generation students. I'm also talking about those adult learners.
Right, the returners.
The returners who that need that extra support. And it's not significant in some people's minds, but it's that $250, $500
right,
that keeps them in school, keeps them from having to go one semester to the next, and keeping that momentum going and having them also graduate. That's what we
right,
want, and better themselves and better the community.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone will love scholarships. We love scholarships. It helps our students. It helps our alumni. And then in return, it helps the community.
Mm.
And when we talk about places and programs, we have something on the horizon. It's the Institute for Global and Population Health.
Mm.
We're excited about that. As you know, health is a hot topic.
Yeah.
And it always will be,
right,
but this will enhance our students' research and understanding of public health and engage in faculty research and hopefully inspire our faculty and students to think outwards, not just our community, but for globally, and then also partner with local nonprofits in the area to better them and provide them resources that they may not have access to. So internships, research, like I mentioned, and just entities that will help the education of future healthcare individuals.
I would think it would be a full-time whole team effort just to keep up with the amount of community support that is available to you and the groups that are forming even right now as we speak to help our community. So could you give us a little insight into how that process goes?
Well, sure. I think whether our faculty and staff know it or not, everyone's a fundraiser on campus. And not just fundraising for money, but like you mentioned, fundraising for time.
Right.
And fundraising for the good word of what UWF does and what we stand for. And so when we're out there, responsibility of university and under Dr. Sonner's leadership along with Howard, we are responsible for making our community a better place. And we hold that near and dear to our heart. We know that that is what we are here for, not only producing good graduates, but making the community better. So we extend our arms. We're open. We love partnerships. We love collaboration. And we will never turn down a discussion.
Right.
Whether that leads to a huge gift or just a great partnership where it helps the community, we're here for it. And we will be around to accept it.
Right. And you mentioned earlier, Howard, the cathedral thinking, right? I love that. I love that term. Because it really it's so descriptive all in just the main word of it, because you're thinking outside of yourself, outside of your generation. You're thinking 100, 200 years down the road. So to ask people to to be involved while they're alive and then to give for the greater good of people coming after them, that's that to me is what it's all about.
Absolutely. And those brave people who started the university, the first classes
right,
were in 1967. And you got to think back to our first president, Judge Crosby, in 1964, 65, laying those initial foundation stones, and we are now building on that. We look at our endowment. Under Dr. Saunders' leadership, our endowment has grown by 50%.
Wow.
So we're now at 130 million. Not so long ago, we were at 80. So it is building that momentum. And one of the wonderful things about a university, and of course it's in the name, university, it's universal.
Right.
We have a diversity of initiatives that can be supported. So when you think about that, there's just so much. We had one wonderful story recently. I'll let Tori talk about it. Our very first female chemistry graduate decided to make an investment.
Absolutely. So she is given a gift of over $150,000 to create an endowment for specific chemistry undergraduates at UWF. And this will basically really support Pell-eligible and female chemistry grads, but it is open to all graduates for chemistry. Okay. And with this support, we decided to recognize her because not only is she giving us her time and treasure, she's also providing support. And she just said, I had that support when I was in school. So in recognition, we've named the analytical lab after her. So it is the Elizabeth Calhoun Analytical Lab, and it's there in the new Science Annex building. Come check it out. It's on the second floor, and it's lovely because our students get to walk by it, recognize it, see it, and look and say, you know what, someone else besides my family, besides my boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, support me, and they want me to be successful, finish, and hopefully give back to the university that gave me a lot.
Right. We had another really good example. We had last week, we had Diane Miller. And her husband, her late husband, was one of the very first computer science faculty. At that time, they called it system science faculty at UWF back in 1967. You know, he was at UWF for a number of years, and then he spent over 20 years at the University of Southern Mississippi. But ultimately, when it came to remembering him and honoring his legacy, she wanted to give back to the University of West Florida. And she mentioned when she was making some remarks that throughout their career, when they look back on their time in higher education, because she was also involved in higher education, she had, actually was our first Masters of Art MA at UWF. Looking back, her husband always believed that UWF really set the standard for what it is to deliver excellence in higher education, and we haven't backed off on that. You know, from the very, you know, when we talk about that, you know, cathedral thinking and building this cathedral of higher education and this learning, the UWF students today get a great education. Our academic programs, we would hold them up against any university in the country. When you come to UWF, you've got the smaller class sizes, you get taught by ranked faculty. Mm. And Dr. Saunders, when she was provost and I was president for the last 7 years, has always been paramount about quality. You get excellent quality. So every single dollar that's invested, every private dollar that's invested in the University of West Florida, you can be assured that it is being put to good use and that the return on investment will be there. And I would like to say to your listeners out there, many of whom are donors to the university, thank you. Thank you for trusting us with your treasure. And previous to the, you know, we were talking earlier on, it's not just about treasure, it's also about time and talent. And we do have that with our boards. You know, we obviously have our board of trustees, many community members. Our foundation board has 28 members.
Wow.
They're out there advocating. And it's chaired by James Hossman. Thank you, James, for your service and leadership. And Bruce Friedenberg with Hancock Whitney. Thank you, Bruce, for your work. But we have on our alumni board, alumni association board. We have the UWF Historic Trust board. And we have a board called Business Enterprises, Inc., which does some public-private partnerships. All of these boards are the board members are our community members who are giving of their time and treasure.
Wow.
So without, you know, when we talk, when we talk about the university, and I go back to, I remember when President Saunders was being inaugurated, in her inaugural address, she said that when we transform the university, we transform the community, because they're one of the same, and we're seeing that.
Let's talk about transforming the university. STEM is a big term that is thrown around a lot, and many people are like, what does that stand for? And now it's STEAM in a lot of places. They added the arts, so science, technology, engineering, and math, right?
Correct.
Do I have those correct? Okay, so if these goals are met, which I don't, judging the way it's going now, I don't think it's very ambitious. I think this is pretty much a concrete thing. If these goals are met, how is UWF going to be transformed into a STEM campus? What does that mean?
The STEM campus is specific to Fort Walton Beach. So we currently have a campus in Fort Walton Beach. And really, it's just focusing in. The engineering has always had a strong presence in Fort Walton. And it makes a lot of sense when you consider all of the DOD contractors that are over there. So there's been a strong engineering presence. So we're going to build on that. Obviously, cybersecurity is another area of strategic emphasis for the university. UWF is the hub for the Southeast. So we are, you know, we are a leader in cybersecurity. We also have a lot of growth and advancement in data science. So all of these STEM areas we've been leading on, and we're going to continue to invest in those and take those private dollars and continue to invest. I can tell you from a recent gift, we've been able to, we're going to purchase a new data server for the computer science department, which is very important to keep us cutting edge,
right,
to keep us ahead of the game. Mm-hmm. But you also mentioned, you mentioned STEAM, and that's very important. You know, it's yes, it's STEM, right, but it's also the arts is also important. So,
yeah.
But the growth, in terms of growth, there's a lot of growth around our STEM programs. One new program that we're going to be, and this is, we're constantly thinking about and trying to respond to the demands of the region and the state. And we were told by our community that we needed more professional engineers in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. So we're starting a civil engineering program.
Nice.
You know, and that adds, so we have, that will be civil engineering. We already have very robust mechanical, electrical and computer engineering programs, but the university will be launching this thanks to support from the legislature and thanks to the leadership of many people in the community. So, you know, that's constantly, as a university, we're listening and responding and making sure that we are, you know, doing what we should be with the resources that we've been entrusted with.
And I just see that going hand in hand with the military, you know, because, oh my gosh, just being right there in Fort Walton, the crossover and the ability to bring people from the military to train and teach our future engineers. And then if we can retain that talent and keep it here, oh my goodness. I mean, the possibilities are endless.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. And, you know, Tori, you've had with the Society of Mechanical Engineers, Tori works with a lot of our donors in that area.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And they're excited. We had over 25 letters of support to the legislators saying, we need this.
Wow.
Look at everyone that's moving here. Mm-hmm. Just not even in comparison with the university, but they're coming here. We need help. We need those professionals out in the field.
Right.
And a lot of our students want to become civil engineers. So it's another great opportunity to provide that. And like you're saying, military, not only just having them come and teach, but come and practice and get educated and have a career after your military career is over and then also stay here.
Right.
And I think, too, we talked about Fort Walton Beach campus. What a gem that is. That is in a great area. It's accessible to our students over on that side, the western side a little bit. The eastern side, but we're excited about that because growing that area is just only going to help donations and the military, DOD, and things like that.
All right. Well, we have about a minute left. Let's get into how people can help. How can people get involved and give back to UWF?
Go to the website at www.uwf.edu/hereforgood, and on there you'll get a lot of high-level overview of the campaign, and you can make a gift. And you know, also reach out to the university. If you want to reach out to me, you can email me hreddy@uwf.edu. Give me a call, 776-7495. We're here to talk. We want to thank our donors, thank you Jake for having us on today.
Anytime.
To discuss this capital campaign, a capital campaign that helps the University of West Florida build on its mission. You know, we've been here for over half a century. We're here today. We're here to stay. And going back to the cathedral thinking, we're here for good. We're here for the good of Northwest Florida. And, thank you.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you for the work that you do. And just having a university like this that we can be so proud of, that pulls all the community people together, especially our generous donors and just people looking to make a positive difference in their life, the next generation, and so on and so forth. Go to www.uwf.edu/hereforgood, all spelled out, here for good, and find out ways you can get involved and to give back. I've got the VP of the Division of Advancement, Howard Reddy. Thank you so much. Tori Bennett, the Executive Director of Development for UWF. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Jake Walker. I'll be right back with Climatech of Professional Air. Don't go anywhere. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.